Matt, welcome to Buffalo.
Appreciate it.
What do you like about this opportunity here with the Bills?
You know, I'm extremely excited to be here. You know, I think it's a great opportunity. Get to come in and learn a different offense and just get to keep playing. And that's the main thing. And, you know, just being around here all day, I've just enjoyed being around the town, enjoyed being around the guys, just seeing everything, facilities and everything like that. So, you know, I'm excited and, you know, ready to start digging into the playbook.
What have your first impressions been of Doug Marrone and Nate Hackett, your offensive coordinator?
Yeah, I just got out of a meeting with Coach Hackett, and I think we're going to hit it off well. And I like what they're doing offensively. Didn't know a whole lot about it, you know, coming in. But as soon as I knew I was coming in for a workout, I tried to do as much research as I could. And I feel like that, you know, I'll fit into this offense.
How difficult is rooted? Knowing the offense is rooted in some West Coast principles. Mm-hmm. You obviously have pretty good background in that.
Right.
How much carryover are you anticipating there being just on a glance of what's going to be going on?
I anticipate a lot of the same concepts that I'm used to. How it's called, I don't really know yet. I'm sure that, you know, if they're doing some fast-paced tempo stuff, it's going to be calling it a little bit different than an actual, you know, long huddle call or something like that. But, I think conceptually, it'll be, you know, easier to pick up.
Can you walk us through the last 48, 72 hours, what those last couple of days have been like here in terms of travel and getting the call and, hey, come on in and that kind of stuff?
I knew I was coming in for a workout last week. It was just, you know, a matter of getting it set up, what day would work out, and, you know, obviously game planning for, you know, yesterday's game. You can't really do much towards the end of the week or anything like that. But, you know, it's, you get the call from the Raiders on Monday or Tuesday, what it was, and then, you know, a couple days later, get a workout set up. And, you know, I was excited for the opportunity. You know, been spending the rest of the week with my wife packing and doing all that stuff. So it's been a fast week for sure.
How difficult or how have you dealt with the upheaval that's been in your life over the past, you know, 6-7 months, maybe a year, going back to what happened in Seattle?
Yeah, you know, I guess overlooking it, it's all gone by pretty quickly. You know, it's obviously hadn't turned out the way I wanted to in any of the last two spots, but, you know, just picking up different offenses and learning two different offenses the last 2 years, you know, I think has really, you know, expanded my knowledge of the game, expanded my knowledge of what people like to do, just hearing different. You know, every coach, every OC has a different way of thinking, every way of breaking down defenses. So, you know, I feel, you know, well-equipped to come in and learn a new offense and, you know, try to pick it up quick.
Why do you think it didn't work in
Oakland? You know, I don't know. It was just one of those things that didn't work out. You know, obviously with the timing and whatever it was, just weren't right for each other. And, it just didn't work out. I needed to play better and things like that. But it's one of those things where I'm happy I'm getting a fresh start. I'm happy that, I'm getting this opportunity with the Bills, and I'm excited about it. And, hopefully this works out.
How has your perspective changed since Green Bay? You know, you've run a pretty big spectrum of, having maybe over dramatizing things, but the world, the league at your feet for a brief period of time, or at least it seemed, and then, you know, things that go on. How has your perspective changed for the last couple of years?
You know, you can't let anything, you know, affect you. You have to take what you got to learn from what you didn't do so well and just learn from it. You know, try not to make the same mistakes twice. Obviously leaving Green Bay, I was extremely confident. And, you know, I don't think that's shaken any. You always have to have inner confidence. I've always been hard-headed like that. Always think I can get the job done. There's, you know, some games this year that, you know, I didn't play my best. We didn't play our best. And it's games that you learn from. One game here is not going to affect my overall confidence or affect my belief in what I can do.
Your last two stops, Matt, you had an off-season to immerse yourself in the new offensive system. You don't get that luxury this time. What's your best guess as to when you think you might be able to feel comfortable, maybe even with just a game plan for a given week?
It's hard to say. It really is. I haven't dived into it yet. You know, I'm about to start doing that. But I think game plans are a lot shorter than coming in and learning an entire playbook. So, you know, game plan wise, you know, I feel confident that I can come in and get a pretty good feel for it fairly quickly. And, you know, how quick that is, I don't know. I'll have a better feel for that later today or tomorrow.